Okay, so I would like to just sit up. Okay. So I would like to welcome my great friend Lizzie, who is currently in New York City, and she's going to be our local correspondent. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how things actually look like in the US, because, you know, as we said a couple of times, we are stuck in the basement in Czech Republic. So options here.
I am actually stuck in the basement right now. I mean, this is where I live. This is my little bunker. But yeah, it's definitely shaping up to be an interesting election. So I'm personally not feeling great, because I don't want the disappointment if I'm feeling optimistic. But yeah, and I'm actually in, I kind of lied. I didn't lie, but I just didn't tell you. I'm actually in Pennsylvania, not New York. I was in New York, but then everything went to shit with the world. So I moved to Pennsylvania to live with my aunt and her family.
Okay, at least you're honest.
I try very hard to be honest.
Well, actually, Pennsylvania is even better for us, since it's the state that might be like the most important state in the election. So that's
actually this county that I'm living in, Bucks County, is like the county. This is going to be the one that totally swings Pennsylvania one way or the other. And funnily enough, Trump was actually in the town next door yesterday doing his final weekend rallies. So it's definitely scary, because this is still East Coast, and you kind of think like East Coast liberals, everyone's very lefty, but this is Trump town. Like, this is seriously, you know, I like, if I walk the dog, which is very rare because I'm quite lazy, I like walk through the neighborhoods and it's just Trump signs everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they definitely outnumber the Biden signs. But it's funny, you do see some houses, like neighbors having a war. So you'll walk past and someone will have a Trump sign and the other house will have two Biden signs. And the next day you walk past and there's three Trump signs on the other house. And like, people are one-upping each other. It's kind of scary, but just because of how divisive it is.
Yep.
But, you know, who knows?
So is the election like all around everywhere, as you said, like the signs and even like on TV or something?
Yeah, you can't escape it. It's like, I don't want to escape it. I'm very, I'm trying to keep up with it. But it's like, I went for a walk like through some woods a while ago, and there were Trump signs in the woods, like on the trees. So it's, and like, as I say, this is Trump town. I have two cousins here who I live with, and they are virtual learning at school, because obviously COVID, and they do have the option to do hybrid. So go in school for 2 days and virtual 2 days. But the problem is, like, this area is so full of Trumpers and anti-maskers that my aunt and uncle are like, we're not sending our kids to school with those kids. But, you know, by the way, I just want to tell you, my Wi-Fi isn't great down here sometimes. So if I like glitch, just tell me and I'll maybe move.
You're all good for now. So we will say if you glitch.
Okay. I would be very curious if they are also like targeting you on social media as well, since you're not a voter actually.
Yeah, I do, and I get calls as well, like people calling me asking who I'm voting for, and I have to say, like, I'm not voting. But I do see a lot of social media ads, and it's funny as well, because obviously you kind of curate your own world on social media, and the people you follow are generally aligned with your own beliefs. So it's funny, I'll be on social media and I'm just seeing like Biden, you know, pretty lefty politics, but then, you know, you walk outside and everyone around you is actually Trump. It's kind of scary to step between those two worlds and, you know, the social media isn't really a reality. It's just a select group that you choose to follow. But the other thing is that I actually find quite funny is the local politics ads. They're like the representatives for like individual areas. The ads are so cheesy. It's funny, like, I think that about American TV show ads anyway, like, they have a very distinct style and they're kind of like a little tongue-in-cheek. But these ads, it's like explosions and it the thing is, you never actually really know who is putting this ad out, because they say that their opposer's name so often that it's kind of like, this must be an ad for them, but it's like, she wants to kill your children. Oh, and like, not exactly that, but it's like stuff like that. It's crazy. It's really crazy how this all works, but you know.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry if I'm talking too much. I don't know. Like,
no, it's great. It's great. With the voting, so how it is going there? Like, are there also everywhere the boxes?
Like drop
Yeah, I haven't actually seen so many of the boxes everywhere, like the post boxes. I mean, I think I've seen maybe one, but because I know my aunt and uncle who are definitely voting, they debated for a really long time, like, are they going to do mail-in ballots, because obviously COVID, or are they going to go in? And my aunt wanted to do mail-in, but in the end they've decided to go and vote in person, because like, it's kind of, there's no guarantee when you send a mail-in ballot that it gets there. And I think because this county, as I say, is like every single vote counts, they want to go and like actually make sure that their vote is there and they're sure of it. But I don't, like, this is like a small-ish neighborhood. It's very suburbia, but so there aren't too many. And also, as I say, I like don't leave this basement too often. So.
Are your uncle and aunt gonna do like early voting, or are they going on election day?
They're going on election day. So I don't know, like, I'm telling them, like, you're gonna be there for like 14 hours queuing up. But I don't know, I've been enjoying watching like all the videos of people in line to vote and, you know, doing a crazy dance or getting people shared around or something.
There's actually an initiative going around, like, if you see a line, like a huge line for voting, then you can call up this like organization that sends free pizza to the people that are waiting in the line. So.
Oh my god, I didn't know that at all. I'll have to look that up.
I have to check the name of it, but
very enjoyable to watch people in lines when you are not the one who is actually in the line. Exactly. Just lying in bed, like people dancing in a line for 10 hours.
But it's crazy the number of calls we've been getting, like to my phone, to the house phone, to my aunt and uncle, you know, and it's always like the night of a debate or something like that. As soon as the debate is over, all the phones ring and it's like, how did you feel about Kamala going up against Pence? And like, they are on top of it. But I think we have been getting very, I don't know if they know, like, we're a Democrat house, because most of them are from the Biden team. Like, I haven't got a Trump one. So they definitely have some sort of database or something. But
so what do they usually ask?
Well, they usually ask, and people come to the door as well, and which isn't exactly COVID friendly, but they ask, like, are you voting? Who do you think you're voting for? How do you feel about the way the COVID crisis has been dealt with this year? And they ask kind of general things, not necessarily specifically about Biden, but then they'll answer like, oh, well, Joe does this or something like that. But for me, I kind of don't go on too far with them, because obviously I'm a waste of their time. But it's always like, I feel
<That's> so sad.
I I am. I'm like, I'm sorry. I would vote for Biden, but, you know, I'm no good to you. Call someone else. But I don't know. It reminds me a couple of years ago, I think it must have been for the Trump Clinton election. Mm-hmm. I was in New York with my cousin, and we were just like walking around the streets, and there was this young woman just stood on the side with like a clipboard and stuff, and she was obviously very nervous, and this was her first time out canvassing, and you know, came, asked us some questions, and neither of us, like, I was unable to vote, obviously because I'm English, and then she was 15 or something. But I don't know, I have a lot of respect for those people for going out and actually doing something and making the effort, so.
Yeah. We actually, like, on one of our episodes that you are not really able to listen to because they're in Slovak, we did one on, like, the campaigns, and we chatted with the robot that Biden has on his Facebook page.
Oh, like, cool.
And it was so fun. Like, we lied. I said I was a voter, and then I said I'm going to vote for Trump just to, you know, like, see how far I can get in it.
You also said you were from Ohio.
And... Yeah, I said I was from Ohio. And he was like, oh, Carolina, Ohio, great state. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Whoa, that's crazy. I'll have to give that a file. No, I haven't. I actually had a big cull of social media on my phone.
Yeah. So
no more Facebook, no more Messenger. But it was funny. I had to go on Facebook like a while ago, just like to read a message. And it was like people from my school having children and stuff. And I'm like, oh God. But anyway, I'm sorry. That is like totally not related.
It's all right.
No one's talking about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was going to ask. So is like politics something that everybody discusses now? Or I don't know, because I had a feeling that not maybe this year, but before that in US, like it was kind of like a taboo theme that not everybody discussed politics that much, and also because it was so polarized. So how do you see it? Like, are people talking?
Well, I think, and it's funny you say that because it's very similar in the US, in the UK. It's super taboo. You don't ask who someone's voted for. Mm-hmm. And then in recent years with Brexit, you know, people are more open about it, and people, you know, you get a sense of someone's alignment quite easily. But it's the same. I mean, here, I'm probably not the best person to say, because the people I hang out with are my aunt and uncle's friends, and they are all Dems, apart from one couple who aren't. They're Trump supporters, and it's a bit like we don't really, you don't bring it up with them, because it's like my uncle's best friend from childhood, but they are super Catholic, so they're like one issue voters. It's all about abortion for them. Mm-hmm. So like the other night they were over and we were all sat outside, and my youngest cousin, who's 12, was talking about like all the Trump kids in his school and shit. Like, oh, sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on here, but all the Trump kids, and like kind of bitching about them. And then I was like, they're right there. But like my colleagues are all at work, are all Democrats, but they're all New Yorkers, so kind of, you know, a New York art scene, so of course they're Dems. Like, I was talking to my boss the other day, and he was like, I'm just praying for the death of the Republican Party, like I'm cutting off any of my life with Republican ties and stuff like this. But it's definitely very divisive, and I actually get a sense that the neighbors who my aunt and uncle's friends, I think they're secret Trumpers. Like, it's kind of something you don't share.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, I think, unless you're totally shameless about voting for Trump, I think, like, a big bunch of his supporters are kind of secret about it, because, like, he does stand for racism and sexism and xenophobia. And, you know, if you vote for him, I kind of personally feel like you're voting for those qualities. So I don't know. I think people are more discreet if there if there's some shame with it. I don't know. But yeah, most of the people I hang out with are Dems. So. Yeah.
As you mentioned that you've been in contact with a lot of like Biden voters in Pennsylvania, do they view him as like their own or like a local? Because he was born there, but he actually
from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he never lived there or anything, but he uses it like for the campaign, of course. Do they view him like that or?
Actually, I don't know. I don't think so. Like, I've not had that discussion with my aunt and uncle. It's just kind of like, it's Biden. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And it's funny you say that because he is like very Scranton born and raised, but not really, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that hasn't actually been so effective in... Maybe other people in Pennsylvania feel that way, but I don't think the people I've been chilling with have really paid any real attention to that.
I was just curious about that.
No, I know, that's a really good question. I didn't even think about it. But.
I would have one more question.
Go.
Okay.
It's kind of, it was... Like, I thought of it just before this because I was listening to this, the daily podcast from New York Times, and they were doing this episode on a search of guns that people are buying ahead of the election. Like, there haven't been such amount of guns bought since like the beginning of year or so. And the whole episode was on like people training to shoot and getting ready for things that might happen after the election. Do you see it like this way? Are you scared or what do you think's gonna happen like after tonight and so on?
Oh my god, I kind of wish you hadn't told me that. That's so scary.
It's quite scary. Like
it is fuck, America is nuts. Like, like I'm here, like the UK is really no better in terms of leadership and government, but like it's crazy here. It's really, I don't know, everything is like heightened so much. And then you have people like obviously just this totally easy access to guns, like selling them in Walmart, although they've started pulling them from shelves because obviously they're scared about riots. On Wednesday, which I think, like I'm sure there are gonna be riots either way, you know, whoever wins. Hopefully Biden gets it. But I don't know if I'd prefer the riots from the Trump side. I think, I don't know. It's like I remember actually, this was pre-COVID, but I remember going for brunch and in the restaurant, and this guy walked in front of me. And he had the biggest knife I've ever seen, just like strapped to his belt, just behind him, going for brunch with like this huge, like I'm talking like that big hunting knife. Just the whole arms here, bizarre. Like I pointed it out to my uncle and I was like, oh my God, what do we do? And he was like, he's exercising his right to bear arms. Like it's just an accepted normal thing here. So I don't know, that scares me. Generally, like everyday life. And then obviously with this happening, the election, it's, you know, I'm sure there's gonna be some crazy stuff going on, but I don't know. And also like, I'm kind of confused about when we'll even know the results because, you know, a lot of them are gonna take so long to count. Like I know Pennsylvania, especially they're not counting the votes until 7 a.m. like the mail-in ballots until 7 a.m. on Tuesday. So like think about the thousands they're gonna have to get through there. But I don't know. So I think this is gonna be an interesting one that's gonna play out for weeks, if not months.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a spotlight on Pennsylvania the following day. So we will be watching closely.
Yeah, and one last question that we ask everybody is that how are you going to spend the election night? What are you gonna do?
super fucking drunk. Either way, whoever wins, I'm getting drunk, you know? So
good answer.
we'll just watch it upstairs. There's like a couple of different news stations with different like people covering it, so mm-hmm. I think we're gonna be flicking between, and we're gonna be up all night, and I have all next week off as well, or all I have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, so mm-hmm. I'll probably just be a week of blackout drunk. So
so you can properly sit in everything, all the information and all the results exactly. coming in.
Yeah, I'm like, we were talking about it last night because obviously my aunt and uncle will be watching it, and they're like, we'll probably take a nap around 5 a.m. once, you know, stuff's been counted. And mm-hmm. so I don't know, I'm getting drunk. That's
Well, thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
It's been so nice to chat with you both. I don't know if I've said anything of use or of interest.
Of course you did.
You don't even know how like valuable you are to us.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice hit. Well, yeah, this has been super fun. Let me know if I can do anything else. I'll try.
Great. Thank you.